This story is called One Burrito and is read to you by the author, Dick Dirksen. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. That's the Message version of Psalm 91, verse 11. Pastor Dale had traveled to a city a couple of hours from his home. It was to be a short trip, beginning with a quick visit to his favorite donut shop. He parked under a streetlight, walked down an alley toward the donuts, already tasting his favorite flavors. The alley was dark, but Pastor Dale is one of those Christians who is at home meeting new friends on dark alleys. He never feels unsafe because his walks are following the Holy Spirit guidance. I pray often, Pastor Dale says, that God will have me run into people he has prepared for me to meet. When you're walking with God, even dark alleys are safe places. You just have to be sure you're following rather than running ahead of him. Partway down the alley, Pastor Dale saw a homeless man leaning on the side of a derelict building. The man was dressed in an ill-fitting jacket, inadequate for the cold night. He wore a motor cap, pulled down to protect from the wind. His dirty shoes were worn thin enough to be ineffective. The man was obviously very ill. An ugly tumor was growing from his abdomen, hanging out like the trunk of a young elephant. It was repulsive, and immediately drew Pastor Dale to his side. "Are you doing okay?" Pastor Dale asked. "Oh, I'm fine," the man responded. "No, you're not fine. You look ill. How can I help you?" "Oh, really, I'm fine," the man continued, not pulling away, but continuing to lean into the building, encouraging more conversation. "But you're not healthy, are you?"
No, not really. I got out of the hospital yesterday, but I'll be okay. Thanks for asking."
"Are you hungry? Can I get you something to eat?" Pastor Dale, feeling guilty for not being able to help someone who could obviously use some tenderness and love, maybe even a large sandwich would help.
No, I don't want to waste your time. You were on your way somewhere."
"No," Pastor Dale responded. "I'm the one bothering you and maybe even wasting your time."
"Oh, you're fine, sir," the homeless man said. "I'll eat something later. You're good to talk with me."
"Well, hey, there are some food carts on the corner right up here. Come on with me. Join me for dinner. One of the carts has awesome Mexican food. The burritos are especially good." The man paused a moment and then agreed to join Pastor Dale on the walk for the food. On the way, the two men talked a bit more about the homeless man's health and the stay at the hospital. They did not exchange names. Emerging from the dark alley, they arrived at the Mexican food cart. "What would you like to order?" Pastor Dale asked. "Choose anything you like, and I'll pay for it." Again, the man backed away and said he didn't really need anything right then. Pastor Dale wouldn't let that stand. "Come on," he coaxed. "Order something you'd enjoy tonight."
"Okay, order me one of those awesome burritos," the man smiled thankfully. "That'll be enough."
Dale jumped right in, ordered several burritos, a couple tostadas, and something to drink. They talked as they waited for the food to be delivered, continuing to talk about the cold alley, the coming rain, the need for pain medicine, and all the other things good friends talk about. Suddenly, they were interrupted by a tumult down the street right around the donut shop. Several large motorcycles, handlebars reaching toward the sky with curls of angry Cape buffaloes, engines growling like angry tigers, black-clad riders waving, and shotguns banging toward the crowd. Everyone scattered, diving into the donut shop, sprinting toward the alley, screaming louder than the bikers' engines. Pastor Dale and his hungry friend watched in horror as the mayhem grew into a tornado of terror. Windows shattered, car alarms screamed, donuts burned on abandoned grills. It was over in just a few moments, the bikers growling off toward their next target.
Your food is ready, sir," said the cook at the food cart.
Pastor Dale turned slowly, realizing suddenly that if he hadn't stopped to speak to the homeless man, he would have been standing in the doorway of the donut shop at the very moment the bikers showed up. He would have been at the center of the danger. He might not have survived. One burrito.
Make that 3 burritos for my new friend, 1 tostada and a drink. You good with that?
The homeless man took the meal gratefully, stored the burritos in his coat pockets, and then turned toward his new friend.
Thanks for the burritos, Pastor Dale, he said.
And then he walked back down into the dark alley. Pastor Dale stood, planted in the alley, by the food cart.
I don't know that man's name, thought Pastor Dale. I didn't tell that man my name either. There's no way he could have known who I was. Why did he call me Pastor Dale?
The sounds of biker mayhem were rapidly being replaced by the sounds of sirens from police cars, fire trucks, and ambulances. But all Pastor Dale could hear was the voice of a very ill, smiling, homeless man.
Thanks for the burritos, Pastor Dale.